So today is a little bit different during the sermon time. In the last several weeks, for a large part of the summer, we've been talking about what's your story, right? We started off by asking the questions, what was your life like before Jesus Christ? How did you meet Jesus? And what is your life like now? We also talked about times when God provided, or when God answered prayers, or when God helped us to be able to forgive somebody, and it was really hard for us. And today, I'm inviting us to do something rather different from what we normally do on a Sunday morning. And I realize that this is going to be something that is going to be more comfortable for some than others. But I've also made provision for those that this really puts you out of your comfort zone. So let me just say off the top, you don't have to talk, okay? But I'm inviting us to gather in groups of four or five in the sanctuary this morning and to share a short testimony of how God has changed your life or how knowing Jesus has made a difference in your life. These are some questions that we can think about up here, some ideas to prompt your discussion. Think of the time God provided in your life, or perhaps remember a time when God met you in your weakness. Then there's also the format that we talked about of what was your life like before Jesus? How did you meet him and how are you changed? You could go for that one if you want to. Sharing a time that God answered your prayer. So if you would like to gather in these smaller groups, the reason I'm asking that you would gather in groups of four or five is so that if someone is just really having anxiety about sharing in a group like that, you don't have to. You can just listen to the other accounts that are happening and think about what your experience with Jesus has been. But the idea of this is that we are all called to be able to share the gospel with other people and to be able to say why we have this hope that is in us. It's not just for those with the spiritual gift of evangelism. So it's getting ready for those conversations at the transfer station or in line at McDonald's or standing in Lowe's or when your neighbor has something really challenging go on in their life and they know that you're a Christian and they're really hoping for a word of hope from you. It's being able to share that with them. So I also have a few folks in the congregation that have agreed to be a discussion starter in these groups. If it seems like folks are really uncomfortable sharing in the group, then these folks will be able to share just to help things out a little bit. So I want to invite you now to be able to turn around and see somebody that is near you or go ahead and move into a group of four or five and share what Christ has done in your life. I see an SBPRC meeting coming up, and the pastor getting fired.
You're staying with me? Okay. Come with me,
okay.
I think the Wi-Fi in the church is down.
I just noticed that just both things went down, yeah.
Okay.
I think she had it right. You did it for me all week this week.
My husband